Order, order.
Parliament began its last sitting period of the year on Tuesday with the Prime Minister in jesting mode.
Mr. Speaker, or possibly I should say Mr. 9.25%.
John Key was referring there to the Speaker's top score in a political newsletter's performance rating, which ranked the Prime Minister a close second to Lockwood Smith. Mr. Key then directed his wit across the chamber at the Leader of the Opposition, Phil Gough.
When it comes to climate change, it's quite correct. The world is actually heating up, with the exception of the Labour Party, where things are very much cooling down between the Leader and the caucus.
John Key followed that up when asked if he stood by all his recent statements on unemployment.
Yes, and I'd like to add one more statement to it. Should I take it from the fact that there's no question from Phil Gough today? He's joined the ranks of the unemployed.
The Honourable Annette King.
Order.
Labour's calls for the Speaker to intervene drew a sharp response from Lockwood Smith.
A member has just accused me of not being even-handed. I did not object when members of the opposition were hurling absolutely insulting interjections across the House during the last question. Now, if I'm to be even-handed, I've got to allow a little bit of what's good for the goose to be good for the gander. I'm very happy to clamp down at all if that's what honourable members like, but I want the House to live and breathe a bit.
Twice, though, Lockwood Smith had to step in when Labour MPs broke the rule on drawing attention to a member's absence from the chamber. Firstly, on Tuesday, when Pete Hodgson rose to ask question number 12, addressed to Mr. Key as the minister responsible for ministerial services.
Point of order.
Point of order, the Honourable Pete Hodgson.
So I seek leave for this question to be put across to the next speaking day. The minister responsible for ministerial services has just skipped out of the chamber in recent
Order. The member mustn't... He's seeking leave that this question be deferred to the next sitting day. Is there any objection to that course of action? There is objection.
I think he's in the lobby.
The Honourable Pete Hodgson will put his question.
Ignoring Labour's protest that the Prime Minister was just next door in the lobby, the Speaker made Mr. Hodgson ask his question, which was about Mr. Key's administration of the issuing of a self-drive car to his number two, Bill English. Delegated to answer for Mr. Key was his number three minister, Gerry Brownlee.
I was most uninterested in where ministers garaged their self-drive cars. Given the circumstances this country faced, that was of bugger-all relevance.
Next to draw attention to the Prime Minister's absence from the chamber was Labour's Chief Whip, Darren Hughes.
Obviously, when ministers are outside of Wellington or outside of the parliamentary complex, another minister answers on their behalf. But, sir, I'm advised that there are two questions down for the Prime Minister, one about to be asked. And, Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister's in Copperfields having a cup of coffee, not in the debate chamber.
Order.
To answer these
now, that
questions.
Is unacceptable. Now the member will sit down immediately. The member knows he cannot, by way of point of order, make any reference to a member's absence from the House. It is simply not acceptable practice at all. And I'd ask him not to do that sort of thing. He knows better than that.
But Labour MPs continued to call on the Prime Minister to come into the chamber.
Question. Order. Order. Question. Order. I'm on my feet and someone will be leaving this chamber very soon unless there's some silence.
Another question that Gerry Brownlee answered for his Prime Minister was about ACC.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, I want to make it very clear that this government inherited ACC in a dreadful state. And the Prime Minister has every confidence that the Minister for ACC, the Honourable Dr. Nick Smith, is doing a great job in ensuring that New Zealanders continue to be well-treated and served by that organisation.
After answering question number one on Thursday for his Prime Minister, Gerry Brownlee then answered question number two about the ministerial review of the electricity market, now back in his own portfolio as Minister of Energy and Resources.
The ministerial review, which was conducted by a six-person expert panel, was a stunning indictment on the previous government's management of our electricity system.
Then, as the government's leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee had this to say in his weekly business statement on Thursday.
Mr. Speaker, when the House resumes next Tuesday, the government intends to make progress on bills on the order paper, two bills that are going to be introduced today, and notices of motion. Mr. Speaker, depending on satisfactory progress on the government's agenda, it's expected the House will lift at some point next week for the summer recess.
But we'll be back at the same time next week with the final programme for the year. Meantime, I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.